This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. There are dozens of examples, both in the Old Testament and in the New, where God's people must have decided they knew what was best for them. They ignored what God had said to them through Moses and through the prophets. Isaiah records one example. "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knows his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel does not know, my people do not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a nation laden with iniquity, the seed of evildoers, children who are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward." Isaiah 1:2-4. When Jeremiah came on the scene in Israel about 150 years later, conditions had gone from bad to worse. They were putting their trust in the temple instead of in the living God. Jeremiah 7:4. They were engaging in worship, but their worship was hollow. Not because the Lord had not given instructions regarding offerings and sacrifices, but because the Israelites were not obeying the voice of the Lord. God pled with them to obey His commands, and He would be their God, and they would be His people. Jeremiah 7:23. Their work and their worship would not be blessed of God if they did not return to obey His will. My friends, when God speaks, He expects His children to obey Him. King Saul had to learn that lesson the hard way, 1 Samuel 15:22-23. God had spoken to the Israelites through the prophets, but they did not listen, nor incline their ears, but walked in the counsels of the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward, and not forward. Jeremiah 7:24. Why the Jews did not listen may not always be easy to discern. But failing to listen had brought them to the brink of the Babylonian exile. God was not sending them into Babylon just because He wanted to, but because they had to be disciplined for their rebellion. There should have been no difficulty for the Jews to know what God expected of them. He had been patient in providing for them and in teaching them what they needed to know. But their hearts were not right with Him. According to Jeremiah, the Jews walked in the counsel of the imagination of their own heart and went backward and not forward. What does it mean to walk in the counsels and in the imagination of their hearts? My friends, the Israelites decided what they ought to do in worship unto God Almighty. They did not pay any attention, or at least not much attention, to what God had said to them through the prophets. They had brought evil on themselves because of their rebellion and disobedience. Is there a lesson we can learn for the church in our generation? How much of the worship among churches today has God's approval? Do we decide what we want in worship? Or do we require a "Thus says the Lord" for every act of worship? Tragically, many modernistic churches seem more interested in entertainment than in glorifying God through worship which He prescribes. Special singing groups, mechanical instruments of music, drama productions, and even dancing are incorporated into the worship services of many churches. Are these authorized by the Word of God? I am afraid in too many instances that question is never asked. It is what we want, and that should be justification enough. Do you know the trouble such an attitude caused the nation of Israel? But is a failure to listen to God really all that serious? Can we not do what we want so long as we are sincere? My friends, the Lord accused the Jews of walking backward and not forward. We certainly do not want that to be said about us. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.